Our scripture this morning are several different verses out of Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself is the rock eternal. Verses 7 and 9. The path of the righteous is level. You, the upright one, make the way of the righteous smooth. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. Verse 12. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. And from the Gospel of John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. In the past 5,000 years of recorded history, there is no time when the entire world was at peace, meaning there's no war or conflict, major or minor, going on somewhere. Never in 5,000 years. In our current world climate, it is quite foreseeable that we won't be achieving world peace anytime soon. Without Jesus, world peace is impossible. So thank God we have Jesus. When Jesus returns, he will establish his kingdom on this earth. And for the first time since Adam was kicked out of the garden, the world will be at peace. And not just measured by the absence of war, but harmony between people, between nations, harmony across the world. For those of us who are already citizens of the kingdom, we have peace available to us today. And peace is the stress-free state of being, where you're secure, you're assured, and you're calm because you are found in Jesus. Real peace is the state of the heart and not the state of our surroundings. Peace does not mean that we are in a place where there is no noise or no chaos or no trouble or no conflicts. But peace means to be calm in the heart while in the midst of those things. Have you ever just sunk into a recliner where you just kind of completely melt into the chair and let your body come to this place of physical peace? Well, our spiritual bodies need to do that too. And this renowned theologian in 1885, his name's Charles Spurgeon, this is how he described spiritual peace. The heart reclines upon God's love. The judgment leans on his wisdom. The desires recline. The hopes repose. The expectations rest. The soul throws all its weight and all its weariness upon the Lord, and then a perfect peace follows. Not just peace, but perfect peace. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. In the original Hebrew, this phrase, you will keep in perfect peace, is literally, you will keep in shalom, shalom. They repeat the word to express that it is absolute peace, that is true and real peace, like a double portion of peace, of great depth and vast extent. And we translate that perfect peace. But there is a condition. We are not all kept in perfect peace, but only those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in God. Steadfast means that it's very determined and purposeful, that it's obedient and it's firm and unwavering. A steadfast mind knows what it believes and who it trusts. And when our trust is placed in God and we are steadfast in that trust, we have certainty, without doubt, without wavering, God will keep us in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Now, the first point of our peace is in the knowledge of our forgiveness. Because we are forgiven through the finished work of the cross, we are in right standing with God. There is no animosity, no lingering wrath, no disappointment when God looks at you. There is no condemnation, no accusation in the Father's eyes. There is only love. And when our mind is steadfast in that truth, our hearts know a profound peace that the lost don't know. We enter a rest from our striving, and we feel safe, for if God is for us, who can be against us? We have by faith arrived at the state of perfect reconciliation with God. That same theologian Sturgeon described it like this: look upward, and you will perceive no seat of fiery wrath to shoot devouring flame. Look downward, and you discover no hell, for there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Look back, and sin is blotted out. Look around, and all things work together for good to them that love God. Look beyond, and glory shineth through the veil of the future, like the sun through a morning's mist. Look outward, and the stones of the field and the beasts of the field are at peace with us. Look inward, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God's peace covers the whole extent of your life. And if your mind is stayed on God and you trust God with the matters of life, you will not lose your perfect peace even through the trials of life. Peace is a most valuable thing. The child of God has this perfect peace according to God's own statement. And therefore, it must be true also that believers are raised above all troubles. Psalm 42, David wrote, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and he set me upon a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." Again, Sturgeon says, "Let a man know that all his trials work together for his good, and every sufficient reason for discontent is removed." The man notes that there is good in the evil which surrounds him. Indeed, he perceives the Lord to be at work everywhere, and he accepts the arrangements of God's wisdom without mistrust, and his heart is at peace. In other words, we trust that God is at work in our circumstances, even the unpleasant ones, and that his work is good, and the outcome is desirable. And when we believe that and trust that, we can hold our peace in those trials as we wait for God's resolution. The path of the righteous is level. The upright one makes the ways of the righteous smooth. Having perfect peace keeps us even keeled. We don't live in this emotional roller coaster. The path is level and smooth, even when the path is through challenging times or difficult circumstances. This is a supernatural peace, an amazing gift God rewards us with when we completely trust him. In fact, we can measure the depth of our faith in God by how much peace we have in all circumstances. Peace is a most valuable thing. But if a child of God frets and worries, they reveal a heart that doesn't trust in God's goodness. And they actually undermine God's authority in their lives. And they ruin their testimony of God's goodness. When the people of God have minds that are always troubled, when they consider life a burden because it hasn't played out the way they hoped it would, they're actually insulting the Heavenly Father. They have no testimony that would invite the lost into the light. Now, we are human, and so we will feel worry or concern or even fear from time to time, but our response is to immediately give it to God in prayer and trust Him. Don't rehearse our fear. Don't rehearse the worry until you become stressed and have lost all your peace. And don't go telling everyone what you're all stressed and worried and concerned about and share the burden with them, but take it to the Lord instead. You probably have heard some of the research about stress and the body, and stress is the opposite of peace. When we live with stress, we have increased heart rates, increased blood pressure. We have digestive troubles and even ulcers. We get headaches and insomnia, and we weaken our immune system, which we know when people are under stress, they usually end up sick. But when the body is in a state of peace, then a part of our nervous system takes over, which activates the body's natural self-healing mechanisms. And it causes the body to relax. Our blood pressure is lowered, our heart rate is lowered, we sleep better, and our health, our immune system is improved. Peace also fosters physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's just a far better place to live. Peace is a most valuable thing. So the challenge for you is to measure your own level of trust in God by how much peace you experience. The more peace you have, the more you're trusting God. But if you find yourself to be often troubled, maybe you need to take a deeper look and begin to trust in the promises of God for your life. There is a sweet peace that happens between the heart and God when we, day to day, by prayer and praise, commune with our Father. Let us go forth into the world in peace and dedicated to serving the Lord. Let us hold fast to that which is good, render to no man evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the needy and the afflicted, honor all people. Let us love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of His Spirit. And may God's blessing of peace be upon us and remain with us always. And may we carry into the dark hope and peace.